Many thanks are due to Judith Adam for today's reflection. Some weeks ago, we feared that Christmas would be cancelled. What a prospect! No cheer in the middle of winter, a winter marked by anxiety and sadness for so many people. No services of lessons and carols. No pantomimes or parties. No family gatherings. No festive handshakes and hugs. Lockdown in November meant no Christmas shopping for 4 weeks. But, while this has certainly been a different Christmas, some things have happened as usual. Christmas lights went up in the city centre. Christmas trees appeared in house windows. Christmas cards dropped through the letterbox, along with appeals from so many deserving charities. When shops did reopen, the crowds and queues gave cause for alarm. Other aspects of Christmas have happened in a different way. While whole families cannot gather round the table or congregations sing together in church, human ingenuity and creativity and technology have allowed us to see family and friends, worship together while physically apart, and enjoy a wealth of Christmas music. Not quite the same, but welcome, nevertheless. How has this different Christmas affected you? While there are things you are no doubt missing, have the weeks before Christmas been calmer and less hectic than usual? The Christmas story alternates between movement and activity, calm and quiet. Caesar Augustus decreed that people return to their hometowns for a census, disrupted lives, forcing people to undertake journeys, often long and arduous, including one particular weary mother-to-be, her baby's birth imminent. When she and Joseph arrived at Bethlehem, they found it busy and bustling, the inns full. After Jesus' birth, there is a sense of calm as he sleeps in the manger with only his parents and a few animals for company. We move to another scene of calm, sheep in the fields, watched over by their shepherds. Suddenly the tranquility is broken by an angel announcing the good news, and a multitude of the heavenly host, singing. The shepherds' fear turns to excitement, probably noisy excitement, as they hasten to find the baby. Luke tells us that they shared the good news and people reacted with wonder, while Mary simply treasured the memories of these events and contemplated what they might mean, another scene of calm and quiet. Christmas has been different this year, but it has certainly not been cancelled. Christ was born and lived among us. There is still good news to celebrate. Can we make time for moments of quiet and calm, to reflect on this and give thanks? Some of us may be on our own today. Some people we love and care about may also be on their own, but Christ is with them and with us. To finish, here is a message from Jane Bunyan Murray, Synod Property Officer. It closed a paper which she sent recently on guidelines for worship over Christmas, and Jane has kindly agreed to me sharing it. This Christmas will be different from any other that the majority of us can remember, but I pray that for each of us it can be a meaningful one. The Christ child came as a flickering light into a disordered world. May his light shine on each of us, and may he shine brightly in the darkness. Amen. We sing the hymn, See Him Lying in a Bed of Straw, also known as the Calypso Carol.